Hare Krishna. So here we are on a, what day is it? Wednesday.
Yes.
Myself, Shyam Bihari, giving a little update report. Many, particularly a lot of devotees are calling him. I guess we can start with a humble request. Don't call him. He's already busy enough as it is, taking care of me and Radha Damodar. And any developments, then we'll let you know on podcast. What you don't hear on podcast is not so consequential. I'm actually in the backyard right now, and I'm looking at this. Look how beautiful that yellow, this is golden lily, but it's not a small lily, it's huge. It's, I couldn't hold it in my two palms. Very, very beautiful. Okay. So yesterday, we went to the hospital. Sankirtan Prabhu drove us in, as usual. He's our driver, and that was in early afternoon. 1:15 was our appointment, so we were there at 1. But the doctor was in surgery till around 2:30, 2:45. Surgery means he was operating. And then, around 3:15, then he called us in. A very nice man, I think I mentioned before. Young man, but very nice, and he has good bedside manners. And I think he's quite competent, urologist. So he'd already spoken to Shyam Bihari the day before, and said that he didn't really want to take out the catheter for another 2 weeks. And so I already knew that. Anyway, we talked, and I'll just make a note that up until that time I was standing. And then when we talked, and I sat down on a chair, and then we talked for about 15 minutes, and his position was, yes, keep it in for another 2 weeks, then on the 12th, go back early in the morning, around 8, and take it out, and then see what happens, then I'll stay there, either in or around the hospital, and we'd agreed that I'd stay actually even overnight, so to see if everything works on its own, and that same constriction doesn't happen, along with its really extraordinary, super extraordinary, super, super extraordinary pain. And he said, then if everything works on its own, then I'll come back to Nibrajadam and continue sort of taking it easy. Right now, taking it easy means that I don't sit, I lay down, or I stand. And he pointed out that prostate inflammation takes up to 3 months to really sort of recover, and he plans to be giving medicine until then. In 2 weeks' time, when we go in, things don't work on their own, then again, put in the catheter and perhaps look at other venues of medication. case. One of our doctors here, Radhapriya, she wanted to know whether the body would, the muscles would just become used to the catheter being in, and when it's taken out, do their function properly. The doctor says that the muscles or even the brain reflex system, he said that it would require continual 6 months to a year before sort of the brain gets used to the catheter doing its work rather than it overseeing the natural functioning of the muscles and the organs. But he said it's not a simple thing. It's something that takes time. And then we talked to, well, Shabby Haika mentioned the operation options, or if that's what it comes down to down the road. But my other request to devotees, thank everyone for their prayers, but request everyone not to send recommendations of medication, treatment, or different doctors that they know. I just like to keep things simple. I don't want to be the doctor myself, taking this kind of medicine, that kind of medicine. I have, as it is, my own GP, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, who's coming on Sunday, who we're always in touch with. And then, aside from that, as I mentioned, there's also Radhapriya Devadasi, who's on hand if we need something else. And then there's the urologist, and whatever they suggest or work out between them, that's fine. But I don't want to just sort of be choosing from this doctor and that doctor and this medicine and that medicine. And I'm sure that so many things work, but ultimately my conviction is that things are in Radha Shyam's hands. Whatever they want is going to happen, and it'll happen through, I think, satisfactorily through these people. I don't think that anything other than that is really that necessary. So, but thank you everyone for their well wishes and wishes of health. Prayers are most valuable. In the evening, the devotees come over and we do bhajan and some reading. And well, that's it, Shyam Bihari. I left anything out.
So many times, devotees asking me about why Guru Maharaj's voice so weak. And I want to tell for the devotees, his voice sometimes weak when he's doing podcast, but the cause of that is not because he's so sick and all the time in the bed. Sometimes he's tired when he's doing podcast, and sometimes his voice weak. That's it. And so many times the devotees seeing so many pictures about him, he's only lay down in the bed. But the cause of that, because he cannot sit long term on the chair because he has some pain.
Oh yeah, that's right, I forgot to mention that. I footnoted that point about sitting down. So I sat down for 15 minutes on the doctor's chair, just that sitting on the chair, that hurt. Again, I could feel the reaction from that. So And also, when I do a podcast laying down, then you speak a little different than when you're right now. I'm quite cropped up, so that's where my voice is stronger. But when I'm doing it laying down, my voice is weak.
And he cannot walk so much, and that's why he has to lay down so many times. And he, you know, the day he spent most of the time in lay down in the day, and that's why he all the time in the bed. But his mood, okay, he's jolly, he's getting stronger, and I want to tell the devotees, don't worry, he has a really good doctor, he's really personal, really confident, and I think he really knows what's happening with Guru Maharaj, and he's taking care of him properly.
And he's religious also.
Yeah, he's religious, he's Jewish. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, so that's the report. Apologies to those who are waiting to have questions answered. And if there's any update, as I mentioned, then I'll mention it on podcast, and that saves me and Shambhihari a lot of energy. I have to admit, energy level is low. And that's it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai.